things I say.
Try that mic. Try that mic. You got it?
Try That Mic is my new favorite podcast.
Is it working?
Why are you saying got
there
it?
There you go. Nice.
Obviously did not got it.
Coco 9?
No, I said got it, meaning I'm in response to your try that. Got it. Got you.
I thought you meant
loud
like
and clear.
You got
A-OK. 10-4,
go
good buddy.
Which is very confusing.
Go 5?
Everything's confusing to me.
Go 6?
Tyler, we're not bringing that bit back. That's not like a staple of the show.
Oh, it is. If you go on Twitter, which you don't.
Back
lots
in the studio.
Lots of Coco tweets.
What is Twitter's tweet? Tyler looks very high right now. If you guys can see
Tyler.
You do
look very high. Are you very
thank
high?
Thank you. No.
You look like a bad like 90s like
like half baked.
Yeah. Like if I saw you on a channel, I would immediately switch the channel. I'd be like, I don't like that character.
It's Wayne's World.
I don't buy it. Hat on's backwards, hair flopping out of the top. What is that part called in the hat where you adjust it and there's a little hole?
The hair hole.
You'd think that have a name.
Clasp.
It probably does. Like people that like their entire lives.
It's a snapback.
Our
so
hat.
Isn't that the snap? It's the
yeah.
snap.
They know that little section. They have a little probably a little.
Well, here's
lingo.
What I know about hats like that. They're shitty. Good hats are sized to fit your head, right?
False.
Where
that's not true. You go buy a good baseball hat, a good felt base, or a good wool baseball hat.
Wool.
They're perfectly sized.
Yeah, they're
sized.
Also not always that comfortable. This is the best hat I've ever had.
Tyler, are you sure you're not high? Are you imbibing a little?
No,
I'm tired.
I had a beer today in the middle of moving.
Did you get high from moving?
I'm so dead.
Tyler moved his parents today.
I'm so dead.
Well, not my parents themselves, but
their
belongings.
Their stuff.
They've sold their house and they've bought a house, but they can't move in for 2 more weeks to the new one. So
will you move them to a hotel?
We've moved all of their things in giant pods to my grandparents' house, and it's just their giant pods are sitting on their front yard.
That's classy looking.
It's really
so they sold the old house, bought a new house. Why?
That because that's what humans do.
Humans do.
But
that.
I mean, explain the reason.
Was it an upgrade, downgrade? Wrong side of the tracks?
It was my grandparents' house when they first got married.
I'm so bored.
Okay.
I'm so fucking bored.
My mom lived there till she was like three, and they moved to Arcadia. But my grandpa kept it.
I'm having a flashback though to when you moved into your grandma's house, or Lauren's grandma's house.
Yeah.
Because she was moving out. She was moving in with her. With Lauren's mom.
Yeah.
But Mike thought that it was the grandma's mom that she was moving in with. For about a full like 90 seconds, he's like, that's so impressive. She's still alive. Wow. Your grandma's mom is still alive? And she's going to take care of her?
And you've never mentioned that before?
Yeah. No, I had something interesting happening tonight at Del Taco. Of course, that's the world's slowest Del Taco with the world's worst service. As soon as you pull up to the window, inevitably, every single time, like clockwork, can you give us a minute? Sure. And then a woman comes on about a minute later and goes, give me a second. Then you finally place your order, and it took so goddamn long. Mm-hmm. A separate man came on the PA system. Mm-hmm. Tonight I recorded it and goes, that's 6:30. You know what? I'm going to knock 10% off because you waited so long.
Oh, that's nice of him. 63 cents off.
It's just weird.
Hell yeah. That's like half a taco.
Hey.
Like, how do they have the authority to do that?
Manager special. They got a little key, maybe family and friends deal.
Your total was probably what he knocked it down to.
Were you there for shift change?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Your total was probably 5:45.
Let's go back
and he goes, you know what? I'm going to give it to you for 5:45 because you're waiting so long.
Do they have Del Tacos in Italy?
I did not see a Del Taco.
Yes, yeah, so Tyler,
I did see a McDonald's.
Tyler's back from Italy.
Yes.
Well, so I'm assuming we're going to have something from that because, I mean, we suffered over here.
Mm-hmm.
Without you, it was brutal. Yeah.
Did you hear any talk about Amanda Knox?
No, but I did I did listen to you complaining about my dog.
Oh, you listened to the? I told you he'd listen. I told you. Yeah. He'd
I didn't finish the episode, but I did listen.
What? Why didn't you finish?
I was laying in bed in Italy.
You missed the part where we were trying to figure out the bill.
Yes, I got a lot of tweets and emails about that, about you idiots. So.
Hey, welcome to the program. This is the After Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my right. And there's
Ciao.
Beat up Ty Ty. Superfluous.
Mi dispiace, ma non è possibile.
Whoa.
What the fuck was
così.
That?
To my left. What the fuck, Mike?
Where's that been?
Thought we were doing all Italian tonight.
Did you?
Can you do all Italian tonight?
I said, I'm sorry, that's not possible for me.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Mi dispiace, ma non è possibile per me così.
Didn't sound as good that time.
No, not nearly as good.
Well, I was trying to enunciate better.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know why I know that.
You don't know why you... Are you like a character in a movie where like somebody says something to you like in that new American Ultra?
I wanted to learn Italian at some point like 10 years ago.
Wait, isn't there a spy movie where like...
I started studying it, but I didn't really finish.
Manchurian Candidate?
No, but like they know like other languages and they didn't... I think maybe like...
Are you talking about Miles to Go Before I Sleep?
What?
Jason Bourne? Bourne Identity?
Where like he gets activated and then he all of a sudden he could speak another language to her. Maybe she can. I didn't know I could speak French.
Well, what was the movie Miles to Go Before I Sleep? What was that one?
I have no idea what you're talking about. That's what Tyler's face looks like right now.
Classic movie, very classic
Miles
movie,
to go.
Where
so
like
the Ruskies, programmed a bunch of Americans as spies to kill American politicians during the war, and what triggered. They were hypnotized, and what triggered it was this Robert Frost poem.
Oh.
And it ended with miles to go before I sleep.
This sounds very familiar.
And the guy would call them. This is after the war. Like one of the, it was either Russians or Germans. I'm fucking this completely up, but Russians or Germans. And after the war, they were like doing terrorist activities by calling these people that had this thing implanted in their brain.
And they
through
hypnotism. Called them
he
on
would
the
just
rotary
call
phone.
A guy would be a mechanic, and he'd call, hey, phone's for you, John. He'd pick it up, and the guy's just like, miles to go before I sleep. Yeah, and then they just go, and they get a gun, and they go murder somebody.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's called Miles to Go Before
No.
What the fuck, Michael?
It's a very famous movie that you should know.
I know, I should know.
This is a classic movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it's black and white, Anderson won't watch it.
No, I don't watch black
and white.
I'm racist.
Casablanca was
in... I only see the white parts of the black and white. And it's very... the contrast is brutal. Trying to block out the black part of the screens. You know, I'm sorry. That was
but I never knew you didn't like black and white films.
No, I'm fine with black and white films. Tyler is tired and talking nonsense.
It was so hot today that I drank.
How hot
I
was
drank,
it?
I drank a cup of coffee. I drank two beers, a Gatorade, and copious amounts of water throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Did not pee until this evening at 9:30 because I just sweat it all out.
I remember Mike Carano bringing that up on this here program probably about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And you explaining to him that that's not the way it works.
Oh, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
It's the way it worked today, bucko.
Mike, don't call me bucko.
Yeah. So
what are you doing with the bucko over there?
It's called telephone.
Telethon.
1977.
Classic.
T-E-L-E-F-O-N.
How many awards? What is the rating? What does it get?
It's an 8% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Telethon.
Telethon is a terrible name.
1977.
We heard that part.
Director Don Siegel.
Oh, Don Siegel.
Charles Bronson.
Uh-huh.
Shaved his mustache for this movie first time.
It's got to be good if it's got Charles Bronson.
Let me go down a little bit. To
what are you on, IMDb over there or Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, it's got way too much writing. Way too much writing on the IMDb
page. What's the rating there at the top? 6.7? NC-17. Sounds like a 6.7 movie. What is it? No, you got to go to the homepage. You're on like the trivia part.
Oh, sorry.
It's cool. I feel like I'm in a mood. We have some things to discuss, kids.
There is something called Miles to Go Before I Sleep also.
Oh, my. This reminds me, this movie's talk. Wait. I'm going to have to look it up on my own now, Tyler.
It reminds me
of a movie called Bells. Do you remember Bells?
No.
Is that the black and white one?
Tyler. It's where you call it. This mad scientist created this way to kill people through like the telephone with a tone that he would play. So like people would answer the phone and he would kill them via the phone. And then they're trying to make people scared of their own phones in their homes.
That's fantastic.
They're trying to do the phones what Jaws did.
They were. Everyone was trying. No, you don't understand, Tyler. The 70s, like everyone's like, we got to do the Jaws version of socks.
Here, what am I?
Like, we
got to
make
what
people terrified.
6.6.
6.6. I guess 6.7. Look at that.
Yeah, you're wrong, bucko.
Tara watched
a bucko.
Tara watched that vagina with teeth movie on Netflix.
You know
today.
What it's called?
No.
Teeth.
Okay.
You were pretty close.
But she, in a very serious way, was trying to express to me that I think this is a good movie for women to watch because it's empowering.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, it's like a B-horror movie. She's like, yeah, but aside from that, it's very empowering for women.
That's good.
Wait, not really.
She claims to think it.
She claims to think
she's overthinking it. Hey, thank you very much, Mike Carano, for showing up at the old festival.
It was great.
On Thursday. That was very nice of you.
So thank you for inviting us. That was fantastic.
Did you get my condolences?
No.
Hmm.
Condolences.
We didn't get out of there for quite some time.
Yeah, we hung out quite a bit. It was a good hang afterwards, right?
Well, after that, we ran into your sister walking the parking lot. She couldn't find her car, so I'm like, hop in.
Oh, really?
And we were just every floor.
Really? I didn't know that.
It wasn't her fault.
That.
It was just that parking lot.
She sent me a text the next day.
Plot twist, she wasn't parked in that parking lot.
She sent me a text saying, hey, your friends saved my ass last night. I just assumed from her, because she's very manicky, and I thought that she was probably embarrassing herself, and you guys like helped her, because there's some social seek. We had some listeners show up.
No, she expressed that. She was very apologetic.
Okay, yeah, so she asked what kind of wine you like, and I said grape juice.
We probably cruised the parking lot for 35 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour.
My sister, man. I love her, but Jesus Christ, she's so goddamn chaotic. There's just always something. Always something.
I'm glad we saw her, though, because I don't know what happened to her if she wouldn't
was
have.
Was she saying, like, it's only me. This only happens to me. Why does the universe hate me?
We had fought to get out of there.
I was going to ask you which one. Now I know which one.
We were just about to go up that last ramp to the street, and I saw Ashley, and I was like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, I can't find my car, and she looked frantic. I was like, hop in. And we you know how it is. You don't really do it logically. You don't go to the bottom and work your way up. We cruised that floor. Then we went down two floors. And then we went back up. And then we went back down a few times. We went
where
back
was
up.
It?
I feel like I'm in the car now, and I don't like
this
trip. I have
no idea where it was. I can't even begin to tell you. All I kept thinking was, this is going to be like one of those things where none of us can find it, and we're in the car till 1 in the morning.
All right. I don't know why I thought that murder by phone was called Bells. But it's called Murder by Phone.
Well, Bells is what you called it.
I thought for sure it was Bells.
And you said it was in the
70s. A disgruntled phone company employee develops a device whereby those answering a phone can be murdered.
I like it.
Develops a device.
And it's up to Nat Bridger to stop the killing.
I like it
a
lot.
Catchy name. Matt Bridger?
Nat Bridger, played by Richard Chamberlain.
I got to say, that was fun.
It's a 5.5.
Going to your screening, and we're all in agreement here that one short movie was the worst thing we've ever seen. Right? Right?
My other little sister, who's crazy smart, like super smart, but like an insane person, She claims to have enjoyed it, and she understood what the filmmaker was saying.
Not possible.
But I'm not gonna talk. There were some trying movies, trying shorts. I mean, it's not every day you watch a bunch of shorts back to back. Oh my! And then the sister that lost her car that you helped out,
mm-hmm.
she got up to go to the bathroom as my movie was beginning. Had a cigarette, came back, and it was over. And she thought we were all fucking with her. And we're like, no, it played. Ashley, you missed it. I'm sorry. The poor girl. Yeah, poor Ashley. She does have terrible luck. She's a very sweet girl. I mean, she has like the same empathic bullshit that I have, where like we feel sorry for everything, feel bad for everything.
Yeah. Tara's normally very kind about people who have created things and have done stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was Tori Anderson.
I just
pieces.
Sensed that she was irritated, and she finally went. She grabbed my arm. She goes, "This is killing me. I'm going outside." And I went, "No."
Was it during that one?
Yeah. I go, "You can't go outside." And she's like, "I'm going out in the lobby." She was just like,
"Would she like that with just that one or with others?"
Absolutely, just that one.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, she liked the other.
There was one that was a little bit pretentious.
I thought it was really sweet that a bunch of people showed up. Scott, Misty,
yeah,
Diana Vandekamp.
Yeah, we had some, and then some.
So a bunch of first timers.
Some listeners that I had not met that I didn't meet actually sent me emails saying that they were there as well. But yeah, and then I won the audience award, which was great, and not just because it was all a bunch of people. The place was sold out at one point when I got up to go to the bathroom, like on the fourth film. Like there was standing room only in the back, and it was a decent sized theater. So, and also the creators of the festival, they get a vote as well, which is weighted so that you can't just have
bring all your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Unfair advantage, but yeah, it was good. Good time. So it's gonna play there again in August,
as like the winner's circle.
I don't know how it's gonna. It's a week long festival this time in August for Holly Shorts.
People have to stay there.
Did you win anything
at the Chinese Theater? Yeah, I get a shot, a spot in their big festival, like I just said, in August, and some kind of I don't quite understand what it is, but I get credit at some kind of studio or something, like $2,000 worth of credit of stuff that I probably will never use. I don't know. It's their sponsors from their sponsors.
We'll figure it out. Maybe it's good shit.
But I got the little laurel leaves with the official winner and all that shit.
Yeah.
But then, more importantly, September 26th. I don't know if I mentioned it on this year program yet, but September 26th is when I'm going to be doing a full cold cock all night, guys.
Yep.
Show all five of the movies, Corano movie, which I screened for. I screened the.
We thought the funniest part of the night was when you said, I'm preparing for no one. If it doesn't show up, it's going to turn into a podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So I'm going to show all five of the shorts that I shot last year, as well as some stuff that I shot in between film school and that year, as well as maybe I'll finally show the two that I shot in film school, which were actually shot on film, so those are cool. I'm trying to track those down.
I've seen one of them.
Very angry. Which one did you see? The one with Max or the one about the guy who was really pissed about everything?
The black and white one with the guy who was pissed.
That's Max.
Yeah.
No, that's two different movies combined into one.
I don't know. He's like complaining about kids at the park.
Yeah, that's the color one, and it's not black and white, and he's pissed about everything. But
okay. I saw that one.
September 26th in L.A. It's going to be good.
What night is that?
A Saturday. I thought the parking lot situation, one of the reasons why I picked this place, because they have a big parking lot in the back. I learned last night that parking lot fills up pretty quick. So we'll figure out easiest routes, and if bus goes
people
by
are
their
adults,
train.
They can figure out where to park.
But West L.A. On Saturday, it's brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
But if tickets don't sell, yeah, I'll just have to turn it into a podcast.
Live podcast.
Yeah.
Might be a live podcast.
But no, I think I'll be able to move a couple tickets because I've talked about these goddamn things. So what I was saying is I screened Cult of Corano for Mickey, my partner in all this, just today. And,
oh, yeah?
He enjoyed it thoroughly.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. I'm excited.
What do you think about that Cosmo kid?
And then there's a 2.5.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you got a laugh from him. There's a 2.5, maybe 3-minute thing that I put together at the end with all of your sorries, which I think is funnier than the entire movie. The movie's 12 minutes long.
The new me that doesn't apologize, filled with self-confidence,
mm-hmm. Where's
self-assured.
That? Where's that?
You guys are looking at him.
Oh, all right.
I'll probably be embarrassed by that.
Before I make that available, or I might show it at the September 26th thing. I don't know. I might make it its own little thing. I might put it in the credits. I never like it when you put those things in the credits, though, because then no one looks at the names of the people that worked on the movie. They're just staring at the bloopers. You know what I mean?
Good point.
But I need to pass it by you, make sure that you're cool with it.
You know what you don't want to do is put the bloopers up front.
That'd be weird.
But also, a lot of people just get up before they even read the names. So if you put the bloopers, they'll stay and maybe they'll see the names. A lot of people are like, is there something about the new Avengers at the end? No, I'm leaving.
And you know something? I forced my nephew to sit there at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm like, you got to sit through the whole credits because there's got to be something at the end of this. And there was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wasn't very good.
Terrible.
The amount of credits that played after Guardians of the Galaxy, staggering.
Well, half of Thailand.
Staggering.
Yeah. Who does the CGI?
It was like, it was like reading the Vietnam Memorial Wall.
Would I be wrong to say there was 1,000 people on there?
You would be wrong because it's like 4,000.
Yeah, it's probably more than 1,000.
Because there were like title cards that were going up the screen.
Oh, you know what movie I saw with the
probably
most?
Probably 400, 500 names on it, like three or four of those. And they just were crawling up the screen.
There's a movie that I saw that easily has the most credits I've ever seen in a movie. And that's a little movie called Roadhead.
Roadhead?
Could be Road Hard. I don't know. The Corolla movie that came out earlier this year.
Oh.
Because every single person that gave him a nickel, because the millionaire he can't make a movie on with
good
his own dime.
Point.
So he got all the donations, and he put every single one of their names at the end, and they just looked like it looked like the Vietnam Wall.
Yeah.
That's literally what I just said. You just took.
I
said that like 25 seconds.
I'm sorry, buddy.
They should make. He should construct a Vietnam Wall with all the listeners who donated names on it. And
while
you can
we're
go
talking,
put your hands on it and cry when one of them dies.
What? Wait, what?
He should make that wall, like at his warehouse.
With all the names of the people that gave him money for the movie?
And he can just put like a date on it, like 2000.
That's what really pissed me off about that movie.
2090, all these people will guaranteed to have been dead.
They'll be dead then.
Yeah.
That's what one of the things that really upset me about the movie is because it was funded by his fans, his listeners, and he still didn't go out and hire a person who knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? We had talked about it before, and we were both critical of that. Mm. And we got away with it scot-free. Didn't seem to get any criticism. So why are you bringing it back up?
Because here it goes. Here goes why. I had a very uncomfortable racist moment last week.
Yeah.
About four or five nights ago now. Okay. Might have been a week ago tonight. I don't know. Not important. What's important is I I'm not going to do it justice, but it was the worst I've felt about a racial issue in maybe ever. Maybe ever.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm at a bar. A bar that I know. I feel pretty comfortable in that bar. I know a lot of the people in that bar. And a lot of them are black.
And you ordered an African-American and tan?
That would be fine. That wouldn't be a problem at all. So we're getting loose towards the end of the night, right?
Yeah.
I haven't been there that long because of Loveline, so I've only been in like there for maybe 2.5, 3 drinks. I'm talking to D. McDonald, who's he's supposed to be on the show, but he keeps pussing out. He's that big, huge guy. You've seen him. He's an actor. He's a character actor. He's in what's the name of that? The Walk of Shame movie last year. He was in Get Him to the Greek. He's the big guy that's texting in the corner when P. Diddy is ranting. Anyways, he's great. I love him. Great guy. And Kevin was there and a couple other people that I know that I'm friendly with that are black. And we're all talking. Somehow race got brought up and we're laughing and going back and forth. And I don't know why. I've always loved this quote that Corolla said. Corolla said some of the funniest things I've ever said heard in my life when I work with him. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
say it.
This makes me uncomfortable.
So I'm sitting at the end of the bar.
You already overthought it.
I'm standing at the end of the bar.
If you have to tell yourself in your head, I'm going to say it.
No. This is where it works.
Comes. Here it comes.
The lights are on, too, because it's like last call. Okay. Like, you know, they're kicking people out. So the bar's kind of getting thinner. But my one friend Kevin, who's a black dude, he's the guy that I invited into the show, and I said I would love you to sit here and just let us know every time we say something racist.
Okay.
And he says that'll make me very mad, and I might punch you. So I don't know if I should do that.
Well, did you tell him it's not really racist?
I think he's the one that gave me the idea of having big black dudes behind us, and then they just slap us over the back of the head.
Yeah, the more I thought about that, the worse I thought it sounded.
Yeah. So I say I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna say it. So I'm like Adam Carolla. Used to say that funny thing about black people is, and then I said it backwards too, so it wasn't even that funny.
Oh, no.
So here's how he said it. Black people, fastest athletes, slowest pedestrians. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I said slowest pedestrians, but totally fast athletes. And, you know, my friends, they're like, yeah, even though I butchered it and I said it wrong, I said it backwards. And then I yell out, and it's true, though. You know, that's funny, because
it's
true.
It's totally true.
Because, you know, I see black people, and they're really fast in sports. And, like, a lot of time when I see a black person walking across the street, like, they just, you know, walk slow. Very slow.
I don't like it.
You know? And it's not getting a big laugh. You know, it's about to pass, about to die. And I hear the woman's bathroom's right behind me. And I hear, who just said that?
Oh, no.
What was that that was just, did I just hear that? And I turn around and I see this very angry black woman who I don't know. I've never seen her in my life.
Uh-oh.
in my life.
And I immediately launched into, I said that, but I was quoting something that I heard somebody else said. And she said, I clearly heard you say at the end, and it's funny because it's true. And then she was just pissed.
It's so hard to not feel racist when
and
you're white.
And she ran into the, she marched into the bathroom, and I was just sitting there feeling like such an ass.
What did your friends do? Did no one?
They were like embarrassed for me, I guess.
No one came to your aid?
Not really. I mean, she was in the bathroom.
They didn't just say, he's just fucking around. Like, they didn't even hook you up with that?
It was kind of loud, too.
I was driving over here. I went through that light on Venice Boulevard, and there were two black guys across the street waiting to cross. And they started going before they had a green, and I had the green, and I had to hit the brakes because they were in the intersection. And I just thought they were just two guys, like, I don't give a shit. We're crossing the street. Didn't matter they were black at that point.
Right.
When it mattered was when I rolled my window. When it mattered is when they saw me coming and then went back to the curb. Like normal people walking down the street, pedestrians would do that are considerate. Not like the thug thing, but you know what I mean? The punk thing where you just cross, I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It happens every single day, every single intersection. We see kids coming out of school. And so I slowed
really
down.
Spend much time around the school
I slowed
district.
Down and gave them the thanks, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Like I didn't have to hit the, you know what I mean? I just went like.
And then they thought you were throwing gang signs,
and then I immediately in my fucked up head, I went, I wonder if they think that's like white guilt. I did it because they're black.
Well, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I would have done it for anybody.
I see exactly what you're saying.
Step off the curb, and then they go back because they realize they didn't have the green yet, and there was a car coming, and I give them, like, thanks.
I bet they didn't think that you
But
had,
then
like...
I know, but I just thought that. Like, I'm like...
Go see that movie, Dope.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because, like, there's a lot of, like, I don't know if I should be laughing at this or trivializing stuff, but it's made, written, directed by a black guy, and it's all about Inglewood, modern-day Inglewood, and the bottom. And then by the end of the movie, like, the main character is staring right at the screen, going, maybe it's because I'm black and it's awful. I'm like, no, not. I have no problem with. No, I was already feeling white guilt throughout the movie.
I think we're rolling up on Black or Disaster 2.
I think we need it. I think we need it. Yeah, I think we need to have that soon. Ain't no way we could do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, more on that later. We can't talk about that. All right. So
We should do it in two parts. Half in some place they choose, and half in one place. Like, we go total brother hangout, total whitey hangout.
Yeah, some place with Grey Poupon, and some place with waffles.
I'd rather go to a place with waffles.
Yeah, me
I'd
too.
Rather go
Absolutely.
To waffles
you know
too,
the place
actually.
Can be back.
I like mustard, but
Maybe
waffles
sushi?
Sounds 50
Maybe
times
sushi?
Better. I don't. You know what? I've decided I don't care for sushi anymore.
Good.
Well,
it's expensive.
More for the rest of us.
Since I started making films, I can't afford
it. Was there really a shortage at some point? You're like,
well, there is a, there's
my
a shortage
was here
the
an hour ago, so you were out.
Overfishing.
You know what happened after I left that bar? Hopped in the car. And I had probably three drinks over the course of about an hour and 20 minutes, right?
And a cop pulled you over and you said, you just pulled me over because I'm black?
I did get pulled over.
No!
I got pulled over by a cop.
Oh, no.
I'm with my buddy. And he goes, we're getting pulled over right now. Because I just passed the cop, and I didn't even bother to look.
What did you get pulled
over
for?
And I guess he flipped a bitch and saw him before I did. And he's like, hey, we're getting pulled over right now. I'm like, I just left the bar, too. And I still probably have booze on my breath.
Yeah.
So I'm like, be cool, Anderson, be cool. So I pulled into the parking lot where we're going. We're
Wait,
going.
He said that to you, or you said that to yourself?
I'm saying this to myself.
That and sounds like a drunk guy
out.
Talking.
Well,
okay, Mike. Mike, chill out, Mike.
I was
chill
probably out. Like a 0.07. Maybe a 0.08. You know, it was dicey. Like, I don't know. I was flirting. I like to flirt with
the
limit. Yeah, I like
that. Yeah.
And
then just jump right over the line.
Cop gets out of the car and like, keep your hands up, man. Cops are crazy. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. I shouldn't be saying.
Yeah.
Story ends right there. Bang, done.
Over. Adios, sayonara.
I can't say that story.
Arrivederci.
I'll go back and cut it.
Will you?
Yeah.
Will you? Should I mark it, bro?
Yeah.
Wait. No. Stop. Before you even, you said nothing weird yet. You said and cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
My God, how many times am I going to have to edit it?
What is it?
All right. So we're pulled over in a parking lot of this eating establishment, right?
Okay.
This is a sandwich place, and my buddy, he's like, keep your hands up, man. You don't want this district with these police officers. They're nuts. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So I got my hands up, and I'm telling myself to be cool. Cop comes up
the window. I just immediately thought of us all leaving here tonight. I'm like, I heard they're good guys.
What do you mean?
Good, hardworking cops.
Oh, because we're leaving. But it's not live. This isn't live. So
good point.
We're going to edit it out.
Aura.
So he comes up to the car and he's like, hey, you know what? I pulled you over. I'm like, immediately, whatever I said, I mumbled because I was nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, don't. Do you want my registration? Oh, it was bad.
Oh, no.
Because you're a pig and you think I have bacon in the trunk?
Do you want to hear about black people crossing the street?
So he said, for the sake of the story, we're going to call my friend Christopher, okay?
Okay.
So I start to get my registration.
Mm-hmm.
The cop's sitting there and he's got the flashlight in my eye. And I know that, you know, he's probably, he knows the, because he could see the bar that we were leaving. You know, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
My heart's starting to race now because I already slurred. I swear to you, though, I don't think I was drunk.
Okay.
I got drunk immediately thereafter, let me tell you. But so as I'm getting my registration, I hear this. The cop's very stern, too. Like, do you know why I pulled you? Your license plate lights are out. That's illegal. Got to pull you over. And then I hear him say, Christopher? What's up, Christopher? How you been, man? How are things? Just became a totally different person when he recognized my friend in the car. I guess they're drinking buddies. I had no idea.
Wow.
And he just became a totally different dude.
Now I see why you didn't want to say all
that. And he's like, get out of here. What are you doing? Why are you eating here? It's like $30 a sandwich. There's much better places to go, guys. Have a good night. Get that thing fixed soon, though.
He thought the place he pulled you over in, you were eating there?
Well, we were. We were eating
a sandwich. Okay. I thought he pulled you over and you pulled into a parking lot.
He followed me into where we were going.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the cop pulled you over and you happened to pull up in front of a Wiener Schnitzel. And he's like, what are you going to Wiener Schnitzel for?
Nah, it was different place.
Do you think I had sandwiches? A stroke? Because I've been slurring lately.
I was slurring with the copper.
Yeah. That's great. That's good news.
It was like a movie.
Yeah.
He just immediately became like, it was like that one time when I got the hooker, and she was like, she was a white woman, right? Mid-30s, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And my friend Derek got her because I was a third wheel, and then Derek, we were up in Seattle, and my good friend Derek decided to get me a call girl or an escort because he didn't like me being the third wheel and he thought it'd be funny.
I think I know this story.
Yeah, you know what? I've never heard this story either.
No, I've told you this story. And it was Jenny.
I don't think so.
You haven't. You've definitely never talked about the time I got a hooker.
He's a lawyer. He's got some money to burn here and there. So we're at a restaurant and then they got it. His wife and him got it in their heads that it'd be hilarious if they got me an escort. So they get her. She comes to us with karaoke.
It seems to me that we have had a conversation on the show about getting hookers, and all three of us were in agreement that we'd never had a hooker.
I've had one in my car.
Okay.
She just hopped in when I was in heavy traffic on Hollywood Boulevard.
And then she was like, one in my car, too.
Waving to pimps and saying hello to people she knew and I was stuck in gridlock on Hollywood Boulevard.
That's
not
good.
I'm like, please stop it.
Yeah.
You weren't saying, please get out of my car?
I was. And she's like, no, just take me up two more blocks on Hollywood Boulevard Saturday night. That's like 30 minutes. So she was in my car till I got out of the 7-Eleven. Princess was her name. I'll never forget. Princess was her name. I had to sell that car. I had a hooker in it. All right. So then we go to karaoke, this place in Jalisco's in Seattle, and we bring the hooker, the escort with us, right?
Okay.
And
what'd she look like?
She was moderately attractive.
How old?
Mid-30s.
Okay.
Blonde. Her name was Jenny. She's fairly prim and proper, speaking like with a certain, like no accent at all. And we're asking her to karaoke, right? And she doesn't want to. She doesn't feel it. We bought her a few drinks. I think I don't know how much my friend paid for her. But she refused to sing, so that was kind of a bummer. It's like, but you're our hooker. Aren't you supposed to do what we want?
They're not. It's not your robotic slave.
What'd you say?
It's your, hello, we gave you $40.
So then we're going home, and I guess that we're going to drop her off, and we let her know. Derek is very obnoxious, and he's asking her how much for sex and this and that, and she gives her price, which is
And what did his wife think of this?
She found it to be interesting. So I think it was like $1,500 or something, and Derek's like, I'll pay if you want. I'm like, no,
that's
Derek,
way too much.
I don't want to have sex with this woman.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on. It was $1,500?
I think she was tired, and she probably
You're talking after karaoke.
After karaoke.
So
after.
He picked up a hooker. Uh-huh. For she just came like on
Hour. You pay her by hour, and then there's extra. So she was probably getting like $150, $200 an hour.
Okay.
And then the sex would have been extra, which... You know, technically, there is no sex with the escorts. Technically, you're paying for their company, but there's always a price.
That last bachelor party I was at in Vegas, they had a lot of hookers there, like in the suite. Mm. And That was expensive.
For you?
I didn't even. Okay, you want to know what my interaction was? And I swear to God, first of all, stone cold sober. I was the party dud.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, stunning, stunning, fall in love with, gorgeous.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of girls out there that compartmentalize their life.
Standing in the kitchen, totally naked, wearing high heels, talking to me and my friend Scott, because we were the only two dudes hanging out in the kitchen.
You like the high heel thing? I would much rather her wearing like Vans or something.
No, I don't like high heels at all.
I'd much rather like slip-on shoes or like white tennis shoes.
I'm drinking like a root beer and eating chocolate-covered pretzels by the handful, standing in the kitchen talking to my friend Scott.
And the hooker.
And the hooker is the stripper is trying to get money out of you.
She's stripped, right?
She was totally naked, Sam.
Yeah, so she's no longer
stripper. There was like 15 naked girls.
She's stripped.
But they were having sex with guys, like for however much, I don't know. But the amount of money they wanted for the bullshit stripping thing was like ridiculous. She was already there, and she's like $100 for a lap dance. And I was like, no, thank you. And then she goes, what's your problem? And I went, I'm seeing somebody. Why are you here then?
Wow.
And I wanted to go because my friends,
it's so
fucking
creepy.
Bachelor
Isn't it
party.
Creepy like when somebody who's supposed to be like a sex, like essentially object at that point when they're objectifying themselves for money, turns out to be a bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a horrible feeling. Like when I went to that strip joint when I was 15 and Derek, the stripper came out at that place called The Cave and she had hair on her legs. Oh,
it's called The Cave.
One of the first times I saw like a naked woman up front and personal. I might have been 14.
Come on down to the hibernation.
And Derek's like, touch her. I'm like, I'm not going to touch her, Derek. Derek reaches across me. This was like it was one of those beat off movie theaters.
Yeah.
But it had a stage in the middle of it. So like with a walkway that comes out into the where the chairs are and stuff. So she's like right next to me and I'm sitting in a chair. Derek reaches across and he touches her leg and she like Satan himself, her head like snapped towards us and she said, don't touch me. It was horrifying.
You're so close to being a hooker.
Yeah.
So close.
Be soft and nice. So.
Mike, by the way, you can never go to Italy. I don't know if you've been there, but
I feel like such an ass. We got to get to Italy.
I thought that was going to be the pinnacle of the show.
I know,
I'm
sorry.
Finally get to Italy.
Look at how high he is.
Just the entire time walking around, I was like, Michael would fall in love with all of these
women.
That
is funny because I thought that driving. I wanted to ask you about the girls in Italy. I was like, are they even attractive? And I'm Italian.
It's a mix of there being some very striking, beautiful Italian women, but then also there's so many foreign exchange students, both American and from other countries, that you'd be a lost cause.
Mm-hmm. And did you were in Italy the entire time?
Mm-hmm.
Florence.
Rome and Florence, yeah.
Did you? Which one do you like most? You didn't go to
Florence.
Venice?
No, we were thinking about it, but it basically would have eaten an entire day to try to go do that.
Speaking of night train, bro.
Yeah, what about the food?
Great.
Like exceptionally great? Like different?
Yeah, because I mean, even like the bad food was like super good. Like,
How'd you know where to go?
I did a lot of research ahead of time on like TripAdvisor, and when you're there, you can just Yelp shit. I mean, it's like, it's the best thing. It's like,
what's your phone bill going to be like?
T-Mobile has international coverage.
What?
Yeah, so it was free.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah, bro.
I bet there's some kind of like little fine print there.
I think T-Mobile has the only problem is the coverage issues that they have. But other than that,
how was your coverage?
Unlimited data, everything.
Do they have?
It's only unlimited 3G though. You had if you wanted 4G, you had to pay for it. I didn't pay for it because there's like Wi-Fi everywhere.
3G was enough.
Yeah.
Do they have contracts? Is this T-Mobile that you speak of?
No. Not if you buy the phone outright.
No.
And can you buy like an iPhone from them?
I do.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get T-Mobile for when I'm there for a month.
Absolutely.
And then cancel them.
Why don't you just buy a burner phone?
Or I might do that. But I want a smartphone.
You can, who's your carrier right now?
AT&T.
I think you can get a new SIM card put in
I got to do some research on this shit.
You can buy a SIM card.
Yeah, you can
over
buy a SIM card in
your. Put it in your phone and just use the phone for that month.
That's what I'll have to
do. I mean, for that.
I just learned today that no Coke at the old Amsterdam drug shops.
So you canceled?
Kind of upsetting.
Canceled?
Did they used to have?
No, I just didn't know how. Like you know, I just hear about this wonderful Amsterdam city that allows. Is it a city? City? Yeah, city.
Yes.
That it's allows, tough if you go over there if you don't really smoke the weed.
Allows
all
drugs,
that much.
But they got the magic mushrooms, which they call magic truffles.
Got to do some mushrooms.
Magic truffles. And they told me where I could buy the Coke if I wanted some and places to go get it tested.
Who told you that?
The internet.
Oh, well.
You know what's a nicer place, too, is Amsterdang.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
That was just.
I prefer Amster Shucks.
I want back to Italy.
I'm
but
so sorry I said that.
The OCD in me.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
yet
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah, please.
So I'm in the back seat with the hooker. Derek is being obnoxious, like what he's want to do. And he's asking her how much. And I'm like, Derek, stop it. I'm uncomfortable. We're all uncomfortable. Please just stop. And she gave out some price, I think, just to shut him up. And then I'm like, okay, good. Transaction over. End of the night. We're going to take Jennifer home. Once she realized that the sex was no longer, you know, there was not going to be any extra fees, extra
she
work,
wanted out.
She became a different person. She became herself. She let the act go. And she was white with a thick black accent. Thick. And she immediately started talking about her kids. She's like, I got to get home to my kids because they've been waiting for me. It was the most bizarre fucking thing ever.
Maybe she was just trying to fuck around with you guys. Like,
No, she was dumb. She was a dumb person. She was not smart enough to do that unless she was
I don't understand what you mean by that. Like she was acting white.
Yeah, and then she started acting black as soon as she realized that she wasn't going to be having sex with anyone. Like she started.
But how does that make her a dumb person? Because that's pretty good if she has those kind of skills.
No. She was a dumb person, so I know that she wasn't doing it to trick us or fuck with us. She didn't have that kind of savvy. Plus, that's not a chick move. Chicks don't do like.
She just went like, brought it home.
She just like
she
let her guard
real.
Down.
She was keeping it real once she realized there wasn't going to be.
Then she went back to, yeah.
Did you hear her vagina go,
But it was a very strange thing. It was very odd. And then I talked to her, and I remember for some reason, Derek had to get out of the car, and it was just she and I in there for like 10, 15 minutes. And she was very nice. We talked about her kids, and we hung out. And
it's kind of weird
to say, to her.
Like, and then Derek left, and me and this hooker were in the car for, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes.
I might be exaggerating that, but I remember being like pulled over in front of, I think Derek had to go get money or something. I don't know. But it was just her and I. Derek's
wife
might have been in the
front.
Very
suspicious. You're with a hooker in the back seat. Now we pulled over somewhere. I don't remember, 10 or 15 minutes. Derek had to get out and go get money.
But I think his wife might have been in the car. I did not bang the hooker. Okay.
I believe you.
Let's get back to Italy. Italy. Tai-tai.
Do you have any hooker stories from Italy?
No, but our flight over, you do that. We had the two seats on the aisle, but then there's the mysterious person who's going to be at the window seat, and you're like, who's it going to be? And sure enough, it's the one priest on the plane.
Wow.
And
so you guys felt like you're in good hands.
Well, he's Catholic, so it's a little different.
Because I'll believe in the same Christ.
Well, we were planning to watch like Ex Machina and something else. And
don't
I was like,
tell me you didn't because of the
I was
priest.
Like, I don't know. Like I was like, I think there's like nudity and stuff, and like sitting like it's tiny seats too, so you're like right there.
You didn't just want to lean over and go, Father.
But it turned out they just had other movies on the plane, so we just watched those. And
meanwhile,
he's watching
porn.
What?
You watched them to appease the priest.
Did you speak to him?
No, not really. But so we never got up once to go to the bathroom, and
because you were sweating so much,
11 hours,
and it was 9 hours, and like
bad
we like fell asleep and stuff. And he never got up once, and he never like tapped. He never tapped us on the shoulder to like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? I wonder if I killed a priest by him never.
No pun intended, but that's extremely foreign to me because I would have peed. I don't know, nine times.
I would have peed just because I was bored. Like that's all I do.
Yeah, he was like devout. He was like doing his rosary. Like,
did you guys talk to him at all?
Maybe he was just worried the plane
was
going to
crash. He asked us about like our phones and how it worked, and I was like, oh well, we have T-Mobile, so we already had that conversation. Yeah.
He's like, I just harnessed the power of Jesus, and I have no signal.
Yeah.
Was he wearing the collar and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he wearing the robe?
No, it was like the button-up.
Was he Italian or?
No, he was American.
Was it Father Guido Sarducci?
No.
Was he going to the Vatican?
That'd be my guess.
Uh-huh. Did he masturbate?
Yes.
What? Why would you say yes?
Weird thing was, he browsed the movie selections like multiple times, and he almost watched.
Oh, this is good. what would a priest watch?
It was one of these like it was one of the most recent like oh American Sniper. He almost watched American Sniper like six times.
Why wouldn't
he'd go through it?
Why
pull it up.
He? That's like a movie he would.
He'd like read the description. He'd be about to press play, and then he'd go back and he'd go through again. And he apparently really liked action films because he kept going to the different like Jason Statham movies and stuff. He never watched a single film. All he did was read his book,
maybe he
pray.
Was, trying to figure out what the heathens were like. Maybe watching.
I don't know.
He was doing it first.
I think he really wanted to watch American Sniper.
You know what's great is if you guys were on the plane, you would be worried that he was looking at what you were perusing, but then you block it out of your head and go, "He's not looking at our menu. What we're looking at, but you're studying.
I'm watching him.
Of course,
yeah,
everybody
yeah,
is. Yeah. Of right. course."
And then I caught him though. I was sitting there and
I caught him
watching someone else's. Like yeah. he was watching the TV. Kitty right. corner, in you know the person in front of me
stealing
just
it,
watching theirs.
Yeah,
but you can't hear it.
Did you should have leaned in and said that thou shalt not sneak
yeah.
peeks.
Did you ask him if he had a Vatican credit card?
No, I didn't.
They have
ask
their
him.
Own currency. That's pretty. Have you ever seen Vatican money?
Did you ask him if he's met the Pope?
No,
did you ask?
I already told you I really didn't talk to him about anything except T-Mobile.
Did you give him a little like nod, like, "Hey, it's cool. We're on the
was
same
he
side.
Going to Italy on side. Work?
I reached over.
He doesn't know
while he was doing while he was doing his rosary.
Can
I just reached over and I touched the beads
name?
A little bit.
You should have watched Calvary because he would have seen a lot of religious iconography.
I watched.
Hey,
do you want to
get on a plane?
The center of it.
Do you want to get on a plane and watch Loveline videos? Like, why would he want to work on the plane?
No, Tyler should have watched Calvary.
No,
because
I'm saying, but
it's
priest.
A hard R, and it's really good, no. and it opens with confession, and you hear a man saying, "The first time I tasted semen, I was 7.
Mm, yeah, sure.
It's a hard R, and it's a great movie.
And just slap my headphones
what's
on his head.
Game? What's the game?
But the priest would be like, oh, look at the kid. He's watching a religious movie. Look at that.
He was Irish.
Didn't say he was Irish.
Well, you could get your adult fix with adult.
Okay, you don't know this for a fact, but do you suspect he was going to the Vatican?
I think he suspects it.
I mean, I was just guessing. Right. An American Roman Catholic priest flying
why is he
to Rome.
Why is he wearing the uniform, though? I mean,
yeah.
like.
I know some people do it just to try to get flight upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad has his thing listed as Pastor Scott White, even though this was before he was actually officially a pastor. He
like
had that on there.
On you, though.
He'd had that on there to try to
Wait,
get upgrades.
Wait, your dad was cheating? He jumped the gun on officially not being a pastor, and he would put...
There's like...
So I can start going by Dr. Carano right now, even though I haven't even enrolled in medical school?
They're not going to be like, "Show me your diploma." You could be Dr. Carano, because it asks you what's your prefix you'd like. You can put whatever you like.
Yeah, but then it's embarrassing when they have to see your ID.
Well, it doesn't say doctor.
Driver's license
doesn't
say
doctor.
Yeah, I think it does.
Dr. Jim? No.
I think it might.
Why are you checking your license?
Is this something else you didn't want to tell us?
No, I'm pretty sure my dad said Dr. Cowan. I'm pretty sure it did.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that's...
Pastors are just priests who want to, like, bang and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up.
Isn't that like they would be priests, but they want to be able to procreate?
No, it's a different religion. It's a different thing.
Yeah, it's different.
It's Christianity.
And there's also
religious boy over
there's
here.
Also priests like Episcopalian priests can be married and stuff like that. It's the straight up hardcore like Roman Catholic priests that are take.
So there's priests, there's pastors, there's
vows
what
of celibacy.
What else is there? Reverends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with the reverends? What team do they play for?
Well, reverends are black.
Or, not all reverends are black.
By and large, I'm generalizing.
Well, tell them doctors too, like Jesse Jackson, Dr. Reverend.
Yeah.
Right.
No, he's not Dr. Reverend.
He's Reverend
Jesse
isn't
Jackson.
Isn't Dr. Jesse Jackson?
He might have like an honorary doctor's degree, like a doctorate from some university.
All right, I have a new dream. I have a dream. Mike, I think you know the dream. Tyler, you might have heard a little bit of it when we were in the parking lot doing our thing before the program. Mm. I want to be in Wisconsin sometime. I would like this to happen within the next 12 months.
I'll tell you something.
And I think Mike shares this.
Could have just said a year.
I'm going to tell you, I've had an insanely, not going to get into it, don't want to bore people with my burden this week, but I am definitely butting heads at work to the point where it was fucking me up,
mm-hmm.
like severely fucking me up. And the only thing that alleviated some of my pressure, getting zitty.
Mm-hmm. I have a dream to be in a hot tub in Wisconsin within the next, watch this, Tyler.
Hot tub?
52 weeks. Within the next 52 weeks, I want to be in a hot tub. A guest on Getting Zitty with it.
I'm going to be blunt about this and honest.
And we're going to get more into it later, but
yep.
Mike and I found a lot of joy in this show.
And I'm going to tell the audience what I told you, and I meant it from my heart. I listened to some of it, and I was kind of just like, what the hell is this? And then next thing you know, I'm 5 episodes in, and we spoke.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke several times about this.
Yes.
we were going back and forth. I'm listening to episode four. I'm listening to this. And I said, my gut feeling is I'm upset because they are going to leapfrog us in listenership.
He thinks we're going to lose a bunch of listeners.
I don't think we're going to lose them. But I think they are going to get a write-up somewhere or have people like us talk about their podcast. And I believe that podcast is going to be huge.
I don't know about huge, but I could see it.
I could see them having a cult following, getting 10,000 downloads immediately.
I would love that. That would make me so happy. Yeah. But okay, now here's the full, the long and the short of it, all right? What was I going to say? Long and short. Mike and I have taken a shine to the Skating City.
Yeah.
Getting City. Woohoo! I love it. All right. Tanya Kruger, friend of the show, friend of you guys. Friend of Mike Carano and Tyler, not so much. Friend of mine,
not of my accord, by the way.
I don't remember her not like.
She sent a painting to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, she sent the Kermit painting. She sent me a painting of my dog Stanley, which is in the front. You come up to my house for the last 2 years now.
Yeah.
The first thing you see is the painting that I have in the bathroom window facing outwards. Yeah. So my,
you know, what you got to do. You got to get some UV coating and hit that baby so it doesn't fade from the light outside.
My mail lady actually gets to enjoy the painting every single day more than I do because I'm not out front very often. Yeah. Anyways, she's a little person.
Yep.
And she has spina bifida.
She sent me a painting, too.
She ended up sending you a painting of a church. Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's been on the program at least once. I've met her a couple times out here. And she's a character, for sure. She's got attitude. But she sent
me an email.
She's
got confidence. She's got attitude.
And she's got spice and spunk. Yep. And rarely does she talk about any of her challenges as a person, as a little person or with her spina bifida. I mean, she... Questions come up and she talks about it, but I think most people in her position would make the entire, so many people make, you know, like if somebody was morbidly obese, like a comedian, they're just going to talk about how fat they are. Like all their stuff, material is going to be fat. Not Tanya. She's got her own shit
Tanya's
going on.
Tanya's got more confidence than you or I have.
Combined.
Yeah.
So she sends me an email saying, hey, you should listen to my podcast. It's now on iTunes.
Also, I hate Tyler.
I thanked you or I talked about you dealing with your cat bringing in dead things or something. So I'm like, all right, Tanya. I'm totally honest. Because people ask me to listen to the podcast often, and I do, usually.
I'm a Hollywood guy. I don't have time.
No, it's like, hey, I do a podcast, too, and then I listen to it, and it's like, I'm very hard to please. I don't like most things. But
you don't like this.
I don't like it. No, I love this show. I listen to it. So embarrassing, but I don't care. It's true. 3 months behind. It goes down smooth. So I listened to it. I started listening to it because I had to be. I was going out of town last week and I had to drive 2 hours. And I'm like, I'll listen to it. It's 45 minutes, whatever. 20 minutes in. At first, I didn't know what I was listening to. And then they kept talking about how they're in a hot tub, but they're such like mellow, so different than you and I. They're not fidgety and whatnot. So I didn't even know they were in a hot tub until 20 minutes in. I heard my first splash. Mm-hmm. If the three of us were in a hot tub,
so they're ripping off our pool cast.
Sort of.
They've come up with. I don't know if this podcast exists without us. I don't know. It might not. I feel like we might have helped spawn it.
No, I think a spa on it. I think any jacuzzi cast would be better than our Palm Springs thing, so that's fine. I applaud them.
Good point.
So 20 minutes in, I'm like, I think that Mike Carano might appreciate this as well because I'm really starting to dig this. So Dee Dee is her friend. They're both teachers, Tyler. Dee Dee is her friend. She's got 11 children. She's
a lot.
Stereotypical Midwest. Doesn't say dang. She's very, very on the up and up, but super positive, super energetic. She teaches kids with autism. And this woman is just nonstop go. And Tanya's like the punk.
Yeah.
She's like a no good, even though they both go to church. That's where they met, was in Bible study. Oh, there's something so honest and so real about this. This is what podcasts should be, like slices of life.
I completely agree with you. And once we were both listening at the same time, we were just going back and forth. And it's the most interaction we've ever had over the phones. Just, oh my God.
And I was with a bunch of camp friends down in Laguna Beach, drunk out of my mind. But I was ditching them to text Carano about getting zitty. So they're only up to nine episodes right now. I talked to Tanya today. Briefly, and my idea, and I blew it because we weren't supposed to talk about it tonight. I thought I'd be keeping you from talking about it, but my idea was this: I wanted her to play an episode of After Disaster for Dee Dee, and have Dee Dee review it, and then we were gonna like have our listeners listen to that episode.
That's not bad.
Yes,
but she's still gonna do that. She's gonna have, and I made sure that Tanya was cool with us talking about it. She's not. It hasn't happened yet. It'll probably be episode 10 or 11. Now.
No, which episode of our show?
Oh, I don't know. I need your help. Which one should she listen to? Let's go easy. Let's go soft. I don't want her to listen to anything terrible.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't want to be. I'm concerned. Want Dee Dee to judge me that harshly.
Then she shouldn't listen to any episode.
Dee Dee actually dropped her off. Last time Tanya was on the show, Dee Dee dropped her off and was like outside. And I'm meeting Dee Dee's could be like meeting like a celebrity.
Me too. And I'm pissed that we didn't meet Dee Dee now.
We're going to in a week and a half because they're going to be out here.
It would be like somebody coming to the show and then.
Oh, hi, I'm Dee Dee. Oh,
and
sure.
And like
oh,
two
sure.
months later, them going.
Oh, I just love fishing. Fishing's the best.
Wait, and I'd be like, you know Keith Richards? Yeah. He dropped me off at the podcast last time. He didn't come in.
I don't know if she's quite Keith Richards yet, Mike. Yet.
Correct.
Oh, that's nasty. He uses the nasty so well. Uses nasty better than I could have ever used it. So I don't want to oversell it, but it is delightful. It puts me in an instant good mood.
It's like a Positivity Thursday dose.
Tanya's talking about how she wanted to birth a chihuahua. Some weird things get brought up. And she's like interviewing her niece or her neighbor, asking about being sold in a sex trade.
That was Dee Dee's daughter who got a job. And she's in either junior high or high school. And Tanya's interviewing her about having a job and then giving all the money to her mother so her mother can go on vacation in California. And it's all tongue in cheek. She's trying to just razz
Dee
Dee.
Yeah, she's like,
Dee Dee just is very straight faced about it, like, audibly straight faced about it. And then Tanya's going
to have her job.
Well, this is what I remember. So, what's it like to have a job and give all the money to your mom? It's okay. So, you're a very busy person, blah, 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 blah. It's fine. What was it like when your mom tried to sell you into the sex trade? And it's just like, nothing.
Yeah, Tanya's good.
I was like, no one's going to acknowledge that she just said that. But it's fantastic and it's hilarious.
Tanya's very good. And Dee Dee is her perfect. Like, they have such good chemistry. I really do like that show.
And then I said, we have to promote that. We have to talk about this. But I'm terrified that people are going to be vicious because people are mean. And the stuff they call us.
But I think that this audience is, for the most part, the After Disaster audience. They're, for the most part, good people.
I agree with you. But I think people, you can put a video of your beautiful baby on the internet and someone's going to just call it horrible, horrible names. So I was like, I do not know
what's
if I want these
the
two women.
The beautiful babies?
These two women to get the one small.
But that's
ass
a little bit
off.
Different, though, when people are like forcing things in front of you. Like, people are going to go seek this out, and they're going to find it. It's not going to be jammed in front of them.
And when I mentioned that to you, you said Tanya has very thick skin. I think they can handle it. Then the next thing I heard on the podcast was they were taking questions. Now keep it nice. Remember,
polite. Make sure you only send the nice emails, the polite ones. I don't know why they're Irish.
German?
No, that was terrible. But I can do the accent really well when I'm listening to it, like right afterwards,
you know,
and then it goes away.
The only thing that made it difficult for me was I kept punching in getting Zitty, not getting Zitty. And you got to make sure you get it right.
So,
and then
do they have a theme song?
And then I
immediately. No production value, no theme song yet. Yes.
What did they record on?
We were going to get some chicken.
That's a good question.
And I immediately went to Tara, I'm going to make you listen to this right now. And then she's like, Zitty? Like Zits? And I went, hold on, there's an explanation.
There is an explanation. Yeah, so it was one of those little happy accidents, and I'm very thankful and glad that I found that.
It's not really an accident when she told us about it.
Yeah, but I mean, one of the chances of us, like, you know.
So what the listeners should take away is if they've ever asked you to listen to their podcast that clearly you didn't or didn't like
it. No, I have listened.
They've got no love on the show.
I've listened to a bunch of them.
I listened to Miss Movies once. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's pretty good. I learned a couple things about movies. She retired, though, so. Oh, Miss Moves. You know I'm fucking around. She still listens.
I'm actually surprised more podcast listeners don't make podcasts.
Well, let's not encourage.
Good point.
Fun fact, guys, we're closing in on our millionth download.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Doesn't impress me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Closing in on a lot of things.
Yep.
End of the show.
Death.
Even. End of the show.
What show?
So I was on tweet after I learned that my little film won the audience vote. I wanted to brag about it because I guess that's what tweet is for. So I retweeted Holy Shorts tweet about how it won. And I wrote Sniff. And while I was on there, I only saw like two or three other tweets, right? Mm-hmm. And one was about the after disaster. And it's been killing me.
What is it?
This is why I don't go on Twitter. The worst thing you can say about the show. And I know that we're probably going to get a number of them from you clever fucks. Now that you know that I hate it, you're probably going to all tweet it. Twitter
it.
The average disaster. Or no, after disaster. More like the average disaster. That is the worst thing you can say about the show.
I don't like that either.
I want it to be the worst thing you've ever heard or good. Not average.
Why'd they say that, I wonder?
I don't know. It hurts though, right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I hate it.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Didn't see that one.
Fuckers.
I don't mind when people call my penis average, but I don't like it here. I'd rather have the show be fucking horrible or great.
Exactly. No 3 stars. Five or one.
Yeah, exactly.
Average disaster.
Absolutely.
Hey, I learned about a site called, what's it called? It's something about the penis being 7 inches or longer.
Mm-hmm.
And guys sign up. It's a dating site.
It's like Mensa for penis size?
Yeah. And chicks go, who like the big dick.
7 inches or longer, flaccid?
I don't know how they measure. I don't know what the rules are.
I think it's erect. I don't think it's measuring.
What was the name of it? It
kind of
rhymed with seven.
Heaven?
No. I don't know.
That's all I can think about.
I don't know how I feel about that site.
I don't think I like it. I think there should be one for the little dick people, too.
There should definitely be a little dick one, because maybe some girls like little dicks.
I know a lot of girls do.
They do?
Yeah, because I used to, before I was married.
In Mike's voice.
No, he's got a big one.
I think
we all know that.
He's got big balls. That's what we know, big Italian
balls. I don't have
balls.
Big balls. It doesn't matter if they're big or small. They're not big.
They're massive. They're not very large.
You need a cup for driving.
It doesn't matter
if
you have
big balls or you have big thighs.
How's your driving cup these days?
I don't use it as often as I thought I would have. I still use it. Hey, I've used it more than most things I bought. I bought that weird Newsy hat. I wore that one time and haven't worn it since.
Yeah, I've never seen you wear it.
No, I don't wear it.
I want you to wear it in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to get my $50 worth out of it.
Jesus.
All right. We're going to wrap up the show here.
All right.
I understand that. But a quick story. I don't know how the story's going to turn out. I don't know if it's worth it. Anything from Italy? You got anything more from Italy there, pal?
There's got to be more from Italy.
Saw the David of State.
Oh,
The Sistine Chapel. Sistine Chapel's tight.
Haven't you already seen the David?
The worst.
Did you find anything like that? Did you think anything over there changed your life, like your perspective?
Sistine Chapel in Rome.
Yes, it's in the Vatican.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
You went in the Vatican.
What?
You went to the Vatican?
Yeah.
Did you have to buy stuff?
That's what they have. These like crazy ass museums. And
I just
shit.
Thought of a
no,
good product.
In the Vatican?
A good new product.
Isn't it a big wall like around
the
Vatican?
There's a giant wall that goes all the way around.
You have to go inside the Vatican.
Yeah, you go in the museum and then you're inside the
Vatican.
Did you
get any of their money?
No, I didn't get their money.
I want to see the Vatican currency.
But there's like old ancient ass statues you can just like touch.
Sistine Chapel. It's
how about this?
It's small,
after disaster.
It's small and you're
Sistine
dumped
chapstick.
In the room with
Sistine Chapstick. What?
We're gonna make religious chapstick.
You're dumped in the. But I was thinking about
Is
Bill Burr's visit to the Sistine Chapel when he went like backwards.
He's like, don't do it this way.
I saw his little hallway where he got stuck going backwards, and I just imagined old Billy Red fuck.
was it the trip of a lifetime? Did you come back just going, I've experienced the
Can
world
I
and
finish?
Did you guys make sweet love?
He did ask that, and then I cut him off and came in with my Sistine Chapel Vatican bullshit.
Well, let me get to the Sistine Chapel first. The weirdest thing is that you're in the Sistine Chapel and they ask you to be quiet because it's this holy place. It's the Pope's personal. It's like his personal like chapel. Like when he wants to go have like quiet time, he goes and hangs out in the Sistine Chapel all by himself. And so they want you to be quiet and like respectful. You don't take photos, no filming, whatever. However, everyone is talking and everyone is taking photos and everyone is filming. So there's a man who stands in the corner with a microphone, but he faces like a wall. He doesn't face the crowd. I don't know if he's like trying to be sneaky or if he's trying to be like the voice of Oz, but he's just like,
silencio, no photo.
And then the most patronizing is the shh. Just a loud shh.
He's like your parent. He's like your parent. Maybe he thinks you think it's God.
But there's so many people who are like being like dead quiet, and then the person next to them be like, "Take my picture." Take it. They're all trying to do their like little selfies and Snapchats and stuff.
They gotta ban phones from that.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
They have to
no
ban
phones.
Phones.
No
they
phones.
Have to
Vatican.
Ban
no
phones.
Phones.
It's super cool though. Super overwhelming. There's too much for your eyes to look at. Like
people
just,
would go with strings.
Too much.
You know what?
Cans.
You know what's interesting is, I always think about the banning phones idea for things. Uh-huh. And when the Stones played on Hollywood Boulevard a month or so ago, uh-huh. on the tickets, very large. Absolutely no phones permitted in the venue. And I don't know how they enforce
that. There's no way. No, they can't just tell everyone to go back to your car and put your phone in there.
Well, it says it on the ticket.
Here's what I'm telling you. Is that's what it said on the tickets very, very clearly. And I didn't see any pictures online from that show, mm-hmm. except for from their professional photographer, and because it was a video shoot.
How hard did you look?
Not super hard. But I did punch in Rolling Caves. Stones, Henry Fonda Theater. And I
did you
got,
go to that show?
We went, but we couldn't get in.
Uh-huh. They had brought their phones.
Yeah, they brought their phones. Yeah, I wonder if they pat you down for the phones, or if they have like phone detectors, like find my iPhone, but for everybody.
I don't know, but
like, there's one on you.
I love the idea of not allowing people to bring their phones.
It'd be great to be able to have some way to strip the public of phones in certain areas.
Gun
like
point.
You can't have smokes here. Not allowed to smoke here. Yep. Not allowed to phone here either. Because phoning to me way more offensive than a cigarette. I'd much rather stand on a corner waiting for a light to turn green next to a guy smoking a cigarette than a guy on his phone.
Man, yeah.
Hey, fuck, what's wrong with smoking?
Oh, that's on the street. If you're sitting in a
theater, imagine the conversation, though. Imagine the conversation. What if it's terrible? Which it's probably going to be.
I mean,
the vast majority of conversations going on right now are awful.
Oh, okay. Asinine. A guy talking on his phone. I thought you meant just like a guy like just browsing through his phone. I was like,
well, that's just annoying. But no, like if they're talking on their phone.
You're annoyed by a person who's using their phone?
Yes. It's nonstop everywhere. Can't stand it. I'm so tired.
I am with you.
No, Tyler, you got to understand.
I'm a person with you.
Before phones, I used to get furious at people who would read in public or read magazines. And like, why are you blocking out everything around you? There's good stuff going on.
Trying to pretend like you're smart.
Hey, I got stories because I'm looking up. I'm not reading other people's stories. I'm seeing shit's going on.
Yeah, we're living our lives.
Yeah, so
we'll
a lot of stories up. People reading stories.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Carpe diem.
Got some 16 cysteine chapstick. I can't even think of the stupid.
Speaking on your phone, I wasn't going to do the story, but now I'm going to do the story because it all began when I was talking on my phone like a douche, which is rare. But I was talking to Travis. Buddy,
kind of
a friend of the show, the one that leaves the crazy messages, voice actor guy. And one of those things where like I was hoping to get off the phone with him before
get
I got to the gas
station. Wolves!
And you ripped your shirt off.
You're swinging it around.
So I'm on the phone with him. I haven't talked to him in a while, and we're going back and forth. And I'm hoping to be off the phone with him by the time I get to the gas station. Right? I'm not. I've got my earpiece in. I'm talking to him. Get out. I'm trying to pump my gas into the credit card thing, and it's just rejecting. Must go see cashier. Oh, God.
I leave.
I'll just burn my car.
I don't leave because it's the cheap station where I got in fight with the angry little man.
USA Gas?
United Oil. It's where I got in fight with the angry
Rest
little
in
man.
Peace.
Who, I haven't seen you since we learned that he's dead.
Well, we were texting before I left about it.
Angry little man. It bums me out. It's very sad.
Yep.
Died in his sleep.
Good friendship.
This summer at camp, when I go up to camp, I'm going to talk to our one mutual friend, though, because he's going to be there on Facebook. He knew him. He hiked with him. He was in a gay hike troop.
Here's the worst case scenario. How'd he die? He killed himself after he got hassled by some podcast that talked about him.
6 months later.
Yeah, some asshole went on his podcast and talked about him, and someone else tracked him down. And then
I think I do want to show the angry little man Vine somehow on the big screen, though. At the September 26th.
Somehow? Yeah. How could you ever possibly get it up on the big screen?
I don't know. How am I going to transfer it? I don't know. I don't know how to get it off.
It's in your phone.
Fine.
You can download it off the web.
It's in your phone.
Right-click, save video as.
Like, it's in there? I can, like, print it out?
It's in the Vine app. You can get something. I downloaded it. I think you told me what to get, a program that lets you access all of your
apps. You could just
apps.
Go to your video on the web.
It's going to be low res.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be low res.
It's only that big.
It's only that big.
All right. It might be very, very low risk.
It would be fine.
Wow. Why don't you reshoot it?
That would be the hardest thing to reshoot.
We have some pickups.
I could reshoot like a giant battle scenes from Vietnam before I could reshoot that thing probably.
You should do a remake of it where it's exactly the same except
that's
you
what
do
I mean.
Frame by frame.
Show the Vine afterwards.
Hey, Tyler. Don't go down the corpse.
You know how this would end great? We're just loitering at a cemetery, and all of a sudden a hand grabs your phone and pulls it into the dirt.
Really quick, like.
An angry little zombie.
Yeah, it's an angry dead guy. Angry dead guy. All of a sudden.
Oh, new developments on that Yellowstone Falls movie about the wolves.
What?
There's a great movie that's been optioned, and it just sold for a...
Wait, I like the way you just brought that up like it's been common conversation between all three of us.
I brought it up on the show a long time ago. It takes a while for
you guys, new developments on the Russian space shuttle.
You're gonna
remember when I bring
it up
every week.
You're gonna remember when I bring it up. I might not have said the title of it, but it's Wolves, 56-page script, very little dialogue. A friend of a friend actually wrote this, so I heard about it through that way. Very little dialogue, and it's all about humankind, zombies. Through the perspective of this wolf family.
I remember you talking about
right?
It. Sounds great. Yes.
And it's called Yellowstone Falls, and it recently sold for a lot of money, and it's being developed, and it's going to be made soon. And it's not going to be a cartoon. Very important.
Thank God. One last thing.
Yes.
Sure, should we not get into it?
What? He still has to finish the story. I still have to tell you if Europe changed my life.
I think what I really want
to
know is... Are the rumors, and they're not rumors,
the
but
rumors.
The rumors about
the Italian...
Yes.
Because Mike was saying Lauren is probably getting fondled right at this very moment.
No.
She didn't at all?
No. There was like...
Is she down on herself about it?
No.
She like, oh, why didn't they grab me?
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. If you're a woman, all you hear your entire life, because it probably comes up 3-4 times a day, about how Italian men are basically harassing the fuck out of everything with breasts. And then you get over there, you're gearing up for all this attention, attentiones, or whatever, however they...
Yeah, it's attentiones.
Attentionesio. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You're gearing up for all this attention, a little, you know.
Yeah, getting ready.
You don't
for
need
it.
To. You get to take a break from the selfie because you're getting actual attention.
I didn't see much of it.
And it doesn't happen
at all. I didn't. Maybe it's because we're like looking out for that stereotypical amount of like what we have in our head from like movies and TV shows.
And that Orkin picture.
Yeah, yeah. The little kids just sitting there like grabbing ass.
The one of the woman walking in the corner and like the entire on the corner. It's a famous picture.
It's like Orkin? A model, and there's like a bunch of little kid Italian kids. And they're all checking her out.
Here, I'll tell you what the name of the photographer.
I'm pretty
is.
Sure it's not for pest control, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, "What?
Hey,
the Orkin man?"
It's a woman. It's one of the three directors.
Hey, we killed the pest. What do you think
of that movie, The Little Fugitive? Which is great, by the way. The Little Fugitive rules. It's black and white though, so I don't watch it.
Mm. Sorry, Bucko.
That seems so long ago. Oh, not The Little Fugitive. Sorry, Little Fugitive. And wait for it. Wait for it. Directors are Ray Ashley. Oh, yeah. Ruth Orkin. Fuck yeah. I'm a smart one. Well, she's the one who took the picture.
Mm. She probably used some of that pest control money to make the film.
I don't think that. So nothing changed your life other than, wow, Italian men aren't horny.
Yeah. It was interesting seeing a place where, like, you know, we have this thing over here about alcohol. It's like you gotta wait till you're 21. And, like, it's all this, like, binge drinking and going, like, crazy and whatever. And seeing it. Through an entire different way in a society where like kids start drinking when like they're like 12 and literally every single coffee shop. Oh, okay, yeah.
Wasn't that what you saw nonstop?
No.
We're looking at the Ruth Orkin. What is the name of it? Damn it! I just had it in front of American Woman in Italy. I think.
But
American.
Like they don't even really have like bars. Like you can't find like a bar. The only bars are like pubs that are Irish pubs.
American Girl in Italy.
Great. Thanks.
In case anyone, if they're playing at home, in case they want to look it up. Sorry,
no,
I just
no,
had a
stroke.
People are right now playing at home.
But like
American Girl in Italy.
Every single like little shop, even if it's just a tiny little box on the street that sells paninis, they have beer, wine, and like booze, and it's cheap, and everyone just drinks, and you can walk down the street with your beer, and there's no open container laws, and everyone is just well-behaved. Like, I never saw anyone being, like, crazy belligerent.
They got to figure it out, because their civilization is way older than ours, so they got
to
They
take away the like, this weird allure that we have of, like, when you're 21, like, everything has to be about booze.
Yeah.
There's just like, oh, like, it's a hot
it's
day,
like
do you want a beer?
It's like Rumspringa. Is that what it's called? Rumspringa?
Rumspringa. Yeah.
We all have that built into our lives. It's where the Amish get to like leave Amish town.
Oh yeah, that was
once
fascinating.
They turn like 15. There's a.
I thought that was shocking to me. That was new news.
The Devil's Playground, great documentary,
yes.
All about it.
Yes,
and they cover it a little bit in Orange Is the New Black too. One of the characters turns out is Amish, but we all have that in America. We have that built into like our ages.
Yeah,
like we all get rumspringer.
Yeah.
Some of us make that their entire life.
Yeah, and then some. Yeah, exactly. The Amish, when they go rumspringa, sometimes they go back to the Amish family and the Amish lifestyle, and sometimes they don't. They stay out in the real world.
Once you go back, you can't go back. Or you can't.
So right now you went back to your Amish family.
There's some rules.
You went back to your Amish family, Mike, which I'm proud of you for. And I think you're a much better person.
You go back to your Amish family, then you split again, you can't come back.
No, you can't.
No, there's rules. You can't keep bouncing back and forth.
Really?
Yeah, it's a one-time deal.
No.
I watched that documentary.
Oh, I thought you were talking about alcoholism.
No, I watched that documentary.
Can you imagine you relapse, like, never again, banished?
I watched that documentary carefully, and...
Carefully?
Were you considering becoming Amish?
No, I thought it was fascinating.
You're talking about the Devil's Playground, right?
In my life, I had no idea.
My life.
I had no idea I didn't know that the Amish had any kind of window where you're free to do whatever you want. And if you want to come back and stay Amish, we welcome you back. And if you don't want to come back.
We just covered all of this.
I know, but I had no idea that was reality.
I know.
Until I saw that documentary.
Devil's Playground. I saw it in the theaters because it was up for best documentary that year, like 95 or something. I saw every movie.
That's like that was up for if you're born into the Klan, they give you like 2 years to go out and date black chicks. And you can come
just like that.
See, like if you said that at the bar, it would have gotten that woman very angry.
Well, it's getting me angry, and I said it, so it's probably inappropriate.
So I'm on the phone with Travis. Credit card machine not working. Travis is going on and on. I'm going on and on because I love talking to Travis. And I have to go stand in the wretched heat in the valley in a line to get to the cash register behind the booth, the Pope booth with the bulletproof glass.
Little tip for you. Next time the credit card doesn't work in that machine, just go to another pump because sometimes it...
No, you don't understand. This gas station...
Oh, I understand.
Packed.
No.
Packed. That's why me and the little angry man got in a fight because everyone's fighting for spots.
Save like 3 cents a gallon?
No, it's a considerable saving. Plus,
how much?
It's very convenient. It's right on my way. It's probably about 30 cents
USA
a gallon.
USA gas is 50 cents less than Chevron.
And then Shell is just crazy. There's a Shell on Fair... I know this is very local and boring, but there's a Shell on Fairfax that is consistently $1.50 more than any other gas station in LA.
Can't be $1.50
more. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Okay, there's a Chevron station leaving where I used to live in San Diego at the beach, and it's always close to a dollar more than every other gas station.
There's a Chevron by me that is about 40 cents more.
I think it's a front, and they're just using it as a front, and they don't want customers because they just use it to launder money.
Yep, yeah, you're just slowing them down.
Yeah.
They got money to wash.
So I'm on the phone. I'm using my earpiece, so ultra douche. I'm not even like doing the – I don't know why.
Tweet
I think
us.
It's worse.
What local gas station charges the most in your area?
Trying to look up the Devil's Playground.
Is there a way we can steal
with
gas?
With hashtag add gas.
What is the Devil's – that's not the Devil's Playground.
Oh, my God.
What? No. If you're playing at home, look up the
Duomo in Florence is the coolest building I've seen.
What is that?
It's just this –
sounds like a rave.
It's this crazy giant church that's like – the outside is this geometric pattern of marble, and it's just this it's a giant building, but it's somehow small too. So you like walk down a street, and there's like, you know, all these like old, ancient little apartment buildings – ancient, I don't know, whatever, they're like 400 years old, and then you like turn a corner and there's just this giant fucking church.
Giant fucking
did you
it's awesome. I took like 700 photos of it on my phone. Lauren's like, all right, enough of the Duomo, Jesus.
But did you have any kind of a sense when you were there that you're like, I could live here, or no, it was just like a nice place to visit, or did it open your mind to thinking differently? Like, did you go there and think?
Yeah,
like,
no. There's a lot of things that I. There's a lot of things that I think Europe has figured out way better than we do.
But you didn't know that before, and you know it now after being there.
It confirmed a lot of things, but I mean,
how much cappuccino did you have?
A lot. I had a cappuccino.
And
cappuccino and a croissant every single morning.
Did it seem better because you were in Italy?
It was better. I was wired. I made the mistake of having two cappuccinos one morning, and the guy was like, you want another? And I was like, yeah.
And then
like 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, that's why. And I was like, ah.
So it's not called the Devil's Playground, because that's not showing up anywhere. God damn it! What is it called?
I don't know. It's on Netflix.
Okay, so I'm standing in line. Mm-hmm. I noticed, and I'm talking to Travis, and I'm pretty into the conversation. We're talking, going back and forth, and I think because he makes movies in short, so I think I was even like helping him out with something on Final Cut Pro. So then I realized that I was talking out loud. There was a woman in front of me. Probably, I don't know how old, but she was a woman, and she I had tattoos, like sleeves, right? And I took note of her because she was right in front of me, and I'm like, she must be judging the fuck out of me because I'm like talking about making movies, and I'm on the phone, and I'm in LA, and I just felt like such a douche. What are you showing me? The giant fucking.
It's tight.
That's pretty. It looks like pretty.
And that's just one side of it.
That looks pretty cool, but I think that could be like on Van Nuys Boulevard, and I wouldn't even notice it. There's some great.
Thanks for totally discounting
Van Nuys
this trip.
Boulevard.
There's some great churches you don't even notice them though. Like if you're like me, you filter out. You filter them out.
Unacceptable.
Wasted space.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're having douche talk.
I feel douche, right?
Out loud.
And I'm imagining what this woman must think of me who's in front of me, and she got tattoos.
The
same, that's what I noticed.
Same thing I think about people on Runyon Canyon Trail when they're all talking show business.
And so I was so self conscious about it. So I go back to my car. I tell them. Then they need to know the exact amount that I want to put in my. I'm like, I don't know. I want to top it off. Well, you got to tell me how much. Oh, Jesus Christ, 45. So I go and I'm pumping the gas, and I noticed a woman walking back to her massive big truck. Right, and she's giving me. Is that a picture of David's dick?
That's a great picture, though. It looks so great on
Tyler,
that screen,
what are you four?
Too.
What are you, four?
Yes, I'm four.
It looks kind of small. It's kind of a small nub.
Yeah, well, it's a small little wiener. Oh, okay. It's like resting on the balls. The balls are like, it's got like a Mike's balls.
Uh-huh.
My balls are regular
Where else
size.
Is it going to rest? They're right
just,
there.
They're just taking up too much space.
So I'm pumping the gas now. Got off the phone with Travis because the douche chills on me or my own creation that I created, and I felt bad. And I noticed rocker chick with the sleeve tattoos. She's probably like late 30s.
Okay.
I don't want to guess her age. God forbid she ever hears this program.
Yeah.
So she's in her truck, and she's kind of giving me a dirty look. And I'm like, I don't blame you. I was just talking about movie making behind you on a phone. That's douchey. I apologize. I was thinking this, right? Then she gets out of her truck and approaches me. I'm like,
Uh-oh. So you took the old-timey boxing stance?
So... Did not take the old tiny boxes dance.
One step closer, you're meeting these knuckle sandwiches, bucko.
She does this. She approaches me, hand out, with a CD in her hand.
Oh.
And she's handing it to me. And I know from spending any time on Hollywood Boulevard out in front of the Chinese Theater or Venice, Venice Strip down there.
That's
right. Called? Venice Strip? Is that what it's called?
You know that
Venice
you're
Beach.
About to listen to some bad music.
You touch that CD and like you own it now and you must pay for it. Or otherwise, it's stolen merchandise, and what's up? She goes, here, I want you to have this. I'm like, no, why? I don't know. I think you dig it. You look like a rocker guy. I was wearing my shades, right? Because you have to remember, this is the same gas station where the angry little man was calling me like rich daddy's boy.
Yeah, this
is daddy bought
maybe,
me. A
maybe
Lexus.
That gas station is like some weird vortex where everyone's perception is completely warped once you pull in.
So she's like, you look like a rocker guy, but you're gonna dig it.
Just want to say it's nice to meet you, Mr. President.
I'm like, okay, thanks. She's like, no problem, man. Have a good day. She hops in her truck and drives off. And now I have the CD.
Have you listened to it?
I think it's God music. I think it's Christian rock.
Oh.
So I brought it for you, Tai Tai.
I just assumed it was her band.
It is. It's her. I think I might have to put it in.
I think you might have to. Also, let me see your picture.
Yeah, we should all listen to it.
I'll give it to you.
I think this is great. They did a nice job. I like these digipacks.
All right, I'm going to put it, and then we're going
to
end the show.
Oh, yeah, I like her already. What's the name of the band? Or should we not say?
No, it's on the spine you can read it. It's really hard to read there.
Yeah, I'm too blind. Sorry.
All right,
but, God, I wish I had some glasses because I want to.
It's rock, you know? It's not really my style of rock.
But why do you think it's Christian rock?
Jesus is Lord! I know people that would love this music.
She sounds like Stevie Nicks.
Is she the blonde, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Making Love Until the Edge of the Night. It's probably Christian rock.
Wait, no, then it's not her. I don't know who it is. I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy looking at the ground saying I don't want to buy her CD.
So do you think she overheard you talking about making movies and was like,
I don't know what
I
she thought.
I gotta give this guy's a mover and a
He's a mover and
mover
a shaker. Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's what it was.
But it's funny. It had the total opposite effect of what I thought that it would have. It like attracted rather than repelled. I think it should repel.
You should start doing it more.
No, I don't want to attract. I want to repel, just like my
Look,
movie.
If we don't do box office of 40
Tyler's holding his phone
weekend.
Up to his head.
I'm gonna.
It's gonna be your
I'm
ass.
I'm gonna send this chick an email and say some dude at a gas station gave me your CD. I think it's great.
Do that. You need to leave with the CD on your person.
You know what? I would like this better if it didn't have that cover.
It's a cover of Monument Valley.
I kind of like this song. Cool. It's not
yeah,
bad.
Me too.
Well then.
Let's hit the next track.
If it was four dudes playing this song, I think it was the worst.
That was Love in Free Fall. But are we saying the name?
Yeah.
By London Rain, spelled very confusingly. LUNDENREIGN.
Maybe that's her.
This is now the second cut off her album, The Savage Life.
I don't know why I made
You're
a mistake
to
of telling.
K-Tab.
Actually, I wasn't going to tell Jillian. I brought the CD in, and Jillian's like, "What is that?" And then I told her the story, and oh, she gave me shit. And then I asked her where the CD was. So then I wanted to bring it. We haven't done a show since because it happened like 2 weeks ago, and Pab Boy's been in Italy. So I knew I wanted to go over it on the show, right on the program. And I'm like, "Jillian, where's that CD? It's been sitting by the door." She goes, "Threw it away." I'm like, "No, where's the CD?" She's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Because I want to talk about it on the show." "You're so gross."
"Because you flirted with her at the gas station?"
There's no flirting.
Is
none.
It this girl?
Let me see this guy. I thought it was one chick in this.
Wait, where did the flirt? Oh.
And then she said, "That's me."
This singer has
that
tattoos.
That was the last thing she said. She said, "That's me," as she hopped in her truck and drove away.
We should go see them play.
Yeah, it's a singer chick.
They should open for you at your thing.
But how many people are there? I don't know. It's very confusing. Now I'm confused. All right, so we have some thanks to give out, and then
we have a lot of
show.
Thanks to give out, and I'm show afraid we're not going to do it justice.
All right, here. See, A Savage Night, it's talking about how, like, Satan is bad.
Savage Line.
Oh, I'm bad at lyrics. Here, let's start busting out the
two
thanks.
Two things up front I want to say to Andrea, who sent me a Whole Foods gift card.
Oh, and I had a beer in Munich at the only airport brewery in the world.
Really?
Yeah. The end. At like 8 a.m. and I was delirious. I was.
Thank you.
Lauren took a photo of me that I looked like I've been smoking weed for 40 days.
Well, you had it right now.
Yeah, probably like how it looked like right now.
You had a beer in Munich?
Yeah, we had a layover in Munich.
And you had a beer there?
On our flight home from at Florence.
What kind of beer was it? German beer?
Yeah.
Why was that of note?
It's the world's only brewery that operates like in an airport.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Airbrow.
Wow, are you worried about like your European pilots being hammered?
No, the Lufthansa flight, I tweeted this, but you're not on tweet, so you don't know this.
What is it?
We've loaded the plane, and the German captain comes on over the speaker. He's like, "Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to apologize real quick. We are running about 4 minutes late because we're waiting for another plane, and then we'll be off. Sorry for the 4 minute delay."
That's great.
You don't apologize for that. I've been on tarmac for like 25, 30.
Yeah, they don't even tell you what's going on.
What do Europeans think when they come to the U.S.?
They must think we are so
fucked. The worst thing about going abroad is seeing other Americans because they're all so terrible.
Yeah.
Like they're so, there was this one family of like, there was probably eight of them, the mom and the dad and like all the brothers and sisters, and they're all just like overweight and terrible, and they were just traipsing through the different cafes that are on the corners because they're trying to decide where to eat, and they'd all walk in the one door, look at the food in like the little canister in the glass case, and then just walk out the other door, not like say hello or ciao or anything to the person working there. They just come in, look, and then just stomp out with their little fat asses.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Little fat asses.
Yeah.
Little fat. All right, thanks go out to Brian Cohan, Boots on the Ground, the original Boots on the Ground, the guy that we were supposed to send stuff to years ago.
Yes, he's still
in Afghanistan.
We're takers.
What did he send
us
this time?
He lives in Detroit now. Actually, I was emailing back and forth
Rock
with him
City.
A couple weeks ago. He actually likes Detroit quite a bit.
Really? So he's got terrible taste?
Why do you look worried?
But he sent, because I'm pretty
Buck,
sure,
are you okay?
95% sure it was Brian Cohan. Yeah, Brian, it was Brian. Yeah, he lives in Detroit, yeah. All right, and he sent you a record?
Yes, fantastic Paul Williams record.
I thought we said we weren't going to talk about it.
I don't know how to stress this enough.
We just don't open on air. We open everything.
But Lourdes!
You got to stop spending money on us, Lourdes.
Lourdes.
Yeah, you can't send something every week.
I appreciate your gifts so, so much, but that was insane. Insane. I have a problem accepting gifts. But thank you very, very much.
Mike, do you know I started to look for like little trinkets to get you guys while I was there? And I was like, I can't get Mike anything because he doesn't need anything or want anything, and he'll feel obligated and uncomfortable about it.
Just to keeping it.
Yeah.
You gave us toothbrushes that aren't toothbrushes. But thank you very much. We got some Marine Corps stickers from another Boots on the Ground.
Another Boots on the Ground.
We We got invited to a wedding, but it was an afterthought, as Tyler pointed out.
Yeah.
Sarah and Andrew, they're getting married in Tacoma
in August.
August 1st. I'm going to be at camp. Otherwise, I'd be there.
I'll go.
It's at 6 p.m.
How far is that?
Tacoma?
Washington?
It's Washington.
It's literally one month from
probably
yesterday.
About 19 hours.
I'll go.
Yeah. So you can go. There's the
invitation. Does it say anything about like...
Yeah, do you need to do the officiating?
Do I have to get dressed up?
No, it's a super casual Tacoma wedding. Shorts and flips. Encouraged.
You know what I don't like about their wedding invitation? Is they didn't put a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yeah, you can't even RSVP if you wanted to.
No, you can, but you got to do it yourself.
And Andrea, who sent you beer, I believe?
Yeah, multiple beers.
Andrea sent me a Whole Foods gift card, which was incredibly sweet.
I've heard about
it. I don't even have the time in my life before I expire to just explain all the stuff that Lourdes sent.
Wow.
What the fuck? Andrea just organizes.
Andrea, she said, okay, I found these film barcodes online and immediately thought of you. It's every frame of a movie compressed down to create this sort of colorful barcode. I included prints from The Dark Knight, Gangs in New York, Clockwork Orange, Feast, that adorable short from last year. I love Feast. Watched it with the wife. Cried.
Yeah,
it's available on YouTube. Gorgeous. A gorgeous sequence from 2001. Not the whole movie. 2001 is the most colorful. Look at, like, they take.
Can I see that?
They make it look like a barcode. They take. That is so fucking cool.
They scrunch it together?
Yeah. I guess you can look those up online, guys. These things are super cool. Super cool.
You know what? That would be cool wallpaper.
It'd be very great wallpaper.
Like, to recreate this giant. You know, I can make this for you. I can do a super high-risk scan. I can blow this up huge.
I would love to do a wallpaper of a movie. Look at 2001.
Yeah, let me see that.
But that's just a sequence from, I guess, 2001, maybe too long to...
I think this one would be more black than this.
I think that's probably just the wormhole sequence.
We also got another postcard from Werner.
I think we got a couple from Werner.
You're totally right about that, I bet.
Yeah, I think it's just that one sequence.
But how cool would this be, floor to ceiling on a wall?
It'd be great. It'd be great.
From Seattle. Apparently, Werner lives in Seattle, if I'm going off the postmark.
Okay, good. Yeah. I can see him living in Seattle. Most people think it's a dreary, dark place.
The Pacific Northwest. The weather matches my soul. He says, Werner wants us to know that the world reveals itself to those who travel on foot.
Hey, do you remember? Do you have the card for whoever sent me the?
Also, our other thing.
What's it
from,
called?
The drone.
Yeah, the drone.
It's that whatever whoever that it's box. So you immediately did something with the note that came with it or the letter. But
wait, was that it?
What's on the front? What's
that
on
envelope?
What's on the front of the box? Because it should say their person's name.
Nope.
Yeah, it does.
The company.
Is this a different person?
What is a company? Aussie. Yeah, Aussie. Ozzy sent us all this.
Oh, no. This is... Wait. Oh, wait. This is from Tacoma. One's from Seattle. One's from Tacoma.
It says ESHOP LLC.
What? I don't know. We were distracted by some stuff.
Another quote from Werner for us.
People think we had a love-hate relationship. Well, I did not love him, nor did I hate him. We had a mutual respect for each other, even as we both planned each other's murder.
That's an actual quote from him.
Werner Herzog on Klaus Kinski.
Yeah, that's an actual quote. I've read that before.
I think the other one's an actual quote. I think these are all actual quotes.
Are they all actual quotes?
Of course, if Werner's sending it to us, it's going to be his actual quote.
I can RSVP to this wedding online.
Well, that's good for you.
You guys don't want to go?
I'm going to be at camp.
I'm very busy.
Scrubbing my soul. Jared Taylor, my favorite Mormon listener. My favorite Mormon listener. I know he's Mormon because we emailed back and forth, and he helped. Because my second short that I shot last year, After Rules of Reduction, was called Mormon, which is getting close to being done too. And it's just a Mormon going door to door being rejected, and he ends up at a massage parlor. And I shot it all MOS, no dialogue. Oh, it's fun. But anyways, Jared sent me a ton of. He gave me some tips on Mormon activity, what they look like, how they dress, their little name cards that they have, which was very, very helpful. And he sent us the delicious beef jerky.
Oh, yeah. The beef jerky is fucking good. I've had far too much of it.
What else did he? There was something else in here, though. Maybe a note? I don't know.
Cockroach?
Tyler.
Damn.
And, is that it?
No, but...
What else?
But we're very not prepared.
Oh, thanks for the $10.
Andrea, I'm very excited to try the beers. Thank you.
Very appreciative of our $10 bills, our rewards. Thank you for that. And,
but I gotta tell.
Or just send me a compass, which I don't know what, why, but I'll do some compassing.
All the gifts were incredibly sweet. Mortis went ridiculously overboard.
Thank you, everyone, for not sending anything inappropriate this week. You were all good P.O. Boxers.
Thank you, Ozzy, for the very small Rubik's Cube.
That thing's rad. Except for the guy who sent us the mystery packages.
What do you know?
Mike.
I already thanked for the $10
okay.
each week.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the $10.
Hey, I don't get to thank anyone for the $10.
Very clever, but...
Your packages almost got thrown directly in the dumpster for...
There was
a long period of debate where we pushed them aside and went.
Mike almost
right in the dumpster.
Had his first drink in 4 years.
We could have just taken them to the airport and left them unattended.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then once they open them, we're like, "Oh, that's ours."
That's how we dispose of our
here. Take this
PO box package.
This is your new favorite band.
Thanks, Tyler. You don't want to listen to it?
My CD player doesn't work.
I swear to God, I'm going to track those chicks down online.
I think it's probably pretty easy.
Yeah.
All the
information. You probably type in this name.
I'm just going to track him down and say, hey, I found your CD.
Say that somebody
trash.
In the trash. Say someone handed it to you at the gas station.
Say, I saw a man with a snake tattoo flinging this out his window.
He frisbeed it to me. He frisbeed it to me.
This guy handed me your CD at a gas station and said you guys are hookers. And I was just curious, like, how much?
The CD is like a calling card?
He said his name was Bucko.
Tyler! We just talked about the Bucko. What was there a note in with all the stuff from Ozzy?
I don't think so.
God damn it.
I need more information.
Thank you for the Rat Cat toys,
wedding,
while
though.
Andrew. Okay.
Like,
I hope that the packages aren't too distracting, even though we're not opening them. I don't know. Maybe now when it's just thank yous, it's like,
Do you think I need to go to the rehearsal for this wedding?
No. If you're a guest, you don't go to the rehearsal.
I don't even know if that's an official invitation because there's no RSVP there. Or you do
it
online.
There is an RSVP.
Where are they registered? Yeah. Where are they registered?
It doesn't say anything about that. But
they're registered at P.O. Box 5.
They probably know that I don't bring gifts.
You know what was really cheap to ship?
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. Postcards.
I feel like Tyler now. You should send us money. Yeah. You should send us money.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
I sound like a 1940s.
I literally have nothing left in the tank. Like, kind of like you, Ty.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Are you going to be back normal next week?
If I survive the drive home tonight, yeah.
Me too. Happy 4th of July.
Happy America.
America.
Happy America.
Happy America. Hey, new film vault this week. Top 5. Right? You can't turn me down anymore, so you just do
America.
That.
America. Fuck yeah.
The topic was top 5 movies about summer. Top
Coming
5 movies about summer.
To save the motherfucking day, yeah.
Summer-themed movies. Yeah. And I covered, Brian made me watch Devil Wears Fucking Prada.
What's that to do with
So I talked about that. Oh, no, this is fashion.
What'd you think? Stanley Tucci, pretty good.
Bad News Bears.
Stanley Tucci's always good.
Tucci's always great, yeah. Stanley Tucci's pinnacle was Easy A and Margin Call. He's fantastic, but I think my favorite
character. I'm sure he wouldn't want to hear
that.
What? We've already called out his pinnacle.
Well, so far, that's fine.
He's great in The Hunger Games.
And The Hunger Games. That's
he's
where I was
so
going.
Good.
The Hunger Games, I think, is that shit-eating grin that he's got down, Pat. Way better than...
And when he does, like, his, like, lean over to, like...
Devil Wears Prada. But I think he might have kind of... I could see Devil Wears Prada character helping him get to that guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Stepping stone.
What? Huh?
So I saw Stanley Tucci on a in-flight entertainment film.
Oh,
I made the mistake of watching Wild Card, Jason Statham film.
Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
It's just one of the strange movies I've ever seen.
Was it good?
It's.
I need some of that beef jerky.
I don't know what it is. It's
10
like
ounces.
It's like they took four
Jared,
episodes of a
much.
Show that didn't get picked up and just strung it together
they do
into
that.
A film.
That's how Mulholland Drive was made. David Lynch was making Mulholland Drive his TV show for ABC, and then they saw like the first one. They're like, "Hey, you can just take your footage and do something else with it. We want nothing to do with this." So we strung together a movie, shot a couple lesbionic scenes, and put some fucks in there, and. Mm-hmm. Fuck words, that is.
And I have that DVD, and you cannot forward it.
Ugh,
no chapters.
That's pretentious.
That's the best.
No chapters. You either watch it in its entirety, or you...
Transatlantic flights, they'll hook you up with all the free booze and beer you want.
What?
Pretty tight.
Really?
Lots of wine.
Yeah, but how much do you want?
Wait, they feed you free alcohol on the way over there?
Yeah, they're like, can I get you anything to drink? I'm like, red wine would be great. And then
really?
You come by again. You
know,
red
problem.
Wine would be great.
I'm going to get hammered.
Oh, how about a beer? Yeah, here's the can.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink on the plane, too, and then I'm going to stand up and announce, I'm an alcoholic!
That was just like a sad story.
I know.
Very
sad.
So it's
going to be sad.
Most of the people.
Can we have a meeting in the cockpit?
It doesn't count at 10,000 feet. Just like paying for sex doesn't count. It doesn't count as cheating.
Nope, doesn't count.
Oh, Lauren, the person behind Lauren on the flight home kept putting her toes on Lauren's elbow.
I bet Lauren hated that.
God damn.
Lorenzo.
I can't sleep tonight because of that.
Tyler's whipping his head around violently.
The person who's behind me, I tweeted this, apparently thought they were apparently a bear and thought my chair was a cooler full of deli meats because every time they moved or did anything.
What?
Okay, I hate
when I
people.
Get out of an airplane seat.
I hate
seat,
the people on your
flight.
See what you're
saying.
I act like a ninja who's trying to sneak
right.
in and steal jewels.
That's right.
The people behind me are just like,
don't care.
Like kicking you. What the hell?
Yeah, people don't care.
Jesus.
I don't like if someone's toes touch my elbow on a flight, I would be fucked up. Yeah.
We were thinking about not taking our flight home because they were overbooked and they needed three people to give up their seat for 600 euros.
So that would be like a plane ticket.
So we would have made like 1,200 euros. But the problem is someone bought our tickets, so we didn't know if we'd get the money or if the person who actually bought our tickets would get the money. And then we would have got home like 7 hours later, and I was like, I don't know if I can do like a 40-hour
travel. Well, that's kind of a dick move, though. You're like, the nice person that bought us tickets. We could say, hey, you know what? Turns out that you didn't buy them now.
She doesn't
need the money. She doesn't need the euros.
No.
Right. Still bad karma.
Kind of bad, yes. I don't know if karma is the right thing there, but it's not cool. Not cool. Nicer things have been done.
Yeah.
I know there's something else, and I guess we're just not going to get
to it. I absolutely feel in my heart and in my gut, but I'm exhausted.
Getting Zitty.
That's right.
I think that a number of our listeners will enjoy it and see what Mike and I see.
Hey, you know what I'd like
Tyler,
to hear?
You have to listen to at least one episode, and Dee Dee is going to be listening to one of
What's
ours.
What's your fave app?
Getting Zitty live from
Should
a
I
hot
start
tub
with the first
in
one?
Italy.
You can start with the first one. You can start with the first one. I think so far, five is my favorite.
Four
is your favorite.
I think three or four is
five
my favorite.
Five is where they start off with a bang talking about the parking signs are not nearly clear enough. Why am I doing that accent? That's not what she sounds like.
That's the best.
And she's like, they need to be more precise in these.
We talked to the mayor. It says, I don't want
to. We're going to talk
to
the mayor.
I don't want
to
burn it. No, they talked to the mayor.
No, they're going to.
Does the mayor come to the hot tub?
No. I hope.
No.
Is it Portlandia?
I want to be in that hot tub. And it's in Wisconsin, so it's like very cold. People are walking by, staring at them.
Can all five of us?
It's not cold right now.
No, it was when they started in March.
Yeah, it's cold.
When they began the podcast in March.
Okay, the first episode I listened to was when they opened up with, "So you seen any eagles?"
I saw one today.
And Tanya, not making fun of you here, Tanya, but Tanya said she keeps her shovel nearby in case the eagles.
In case she needs to take care of business.
Yeah. Because she needs to bat an eagle out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
It's pretty great. All right.
Do I have to edit things?
Yeah, you do.
Nope.
Absolutely. Yes.
Nope.
You have to. Nope. You remember? You have to edit out the name.
I don't know where to find it. Did you
mark
it? Then you do it.
Why do you have to edit out the name?
Time to edit.